Proclamation number 7747 of 16th of November, 1960. With God no thing is impossible. No adversity is so great that it cannot be remedied, for no thing is impossible for me. But you don't believe these words either, or there would be no adversity for you. Otherwise you would face every adversity, whether spiritual or earthly, with this confidence that I will remove it from you. But as long as you lack this trust, you prevent me from intervening in an unusual way, and thus you remain burdened with this adversity. But if you seriously imagine that everything that surrounds you, every work of creation and every being, came forth from my hand, that my will and my might alone suffice to create. If you can therefore believe in my might with conviction, then you only lack faith in my love, which wants to fill you with everything so that you will not suffer. But as long as this faith has not yet come alive in you, you are not yet in love yourselves, and then you cannot give yourselves to me in full trust and love, and thus you yourselves set up a limit for my working of love, for everything is bound by my law of eternal order, and love cannot become effective as long as it encounters resistance. Hence there is still much hardship amongst humanity, for my will to help is bound to your faith, and your faith again depends on the degree of your love. But love has grown cold amongst people. Nevertheless, again and again you should try to imagine my being, which is love, wisdom and power in itself. Again and again you should let all creations around you be indications of the Creator, who can do everything he wants and wants everything that is a blessing for you humans. But if you had love within yourselves, then you would not need to be oppressed by adversity either, for then you would trustingly come to me with every worry and submit it to me. And truly, no thing is impossible for me. What people cannot accomplish is only a work of the will for me, and it has been done. This is why it is also said that a strong faith can move mountains. And this faith in me and my love, in my might and wisdom, and therefore only ever make an effort to live in love. For then you will truly also be allowed to experience the effect of this love. You will be in constant contact with me, my presence will be and remain certain and conscious to you, and then you will no longer fear anything you encounter. Come to me with all your needs and present them to me. Believe that I love you and also want to help you to get rid of your adversity. And be willing and loving yourselves, and your hardship will be taken away from you. You will be allowed to experience solutions of the most wonderful kind. You will obviously see my intervention and my help, for I will also make myself known to you so that you will return my love, so that you will learn to love me and strive towards me with all your heart and soul. For I want to win you and will therefore always prove myself to you as a loving father who helps his children in every adversity. Amen.